This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking to Lionel. Coming up in the next segment, it'll be interesting to get his take on these events that have been taking place since the election. Last time we talked to Lionel, I think, was the night of the election, and he and I were talking about how interesting the Trump campaign was and how things just didn't work to attack him because everybody understood that he was authentic. So whether you agreed with him or not, whether he had rough edges or not, you realized that he was authentic on this, and I think it's going to be interesting. We certainly have seen him do his own thing even after becoming elected president. We've never seen a president go out and do a victory tour thanking the people that elected him because he went over the heads of the establishment, both press and political, and also to be proactive, to go out and to save jobs. As we point out, for 8 years, Obama hasn't saved a single factory. Instead, what he has done is misallocate taxpayer money in a kind of crony capitalism way. And as I pointed out earlier in the show, this issue with EPA rules and regulations, and understand that even though he's already surpassed the record number of new regulations by a bureaucracy, that's legislation without representation, folks, even though he's already accomplished that, he's already in the Guinness Book of Records as regulator in chief, he's not done yet. And he's pushing for a lot more regulations before the end of the year. Just the top 100 of those will be about $2 billion in additional regulation. But look at this new EPA rule. It's going to push regulatory costs past $1 trillion over a 10-year period. Isn't that amazing? $1 trillion of regulations, chains that he is putting on this economy. That's what Obama has done through his entire regime. They say a new implementation of EPA rules, this is from the Washington Examiner, on heavy trucks has boosted the 10-year regulatory burden on America past $1 trillion, 75% of which have been imposed by the Obama administration. If this can go through, okay, this is a one-time charge of $3,000 per person, or if you take it at a rate of an annual rate, that's $540 per man, woman, and child. Think about that when you look at some of the libertarian organizations criticizing what happened with the Indiana government, and of course it's not the federal government, didn't give any subsidies to Carrier. They say, well, Indiana shouldn't have given $700 per person per job there. Now, that is not $700 coming from each citizen of Indiana. That is $700 that is going to Carrier for those people's positions, except that Carrier is coming in with 2.5 times that amount to invest. And those people whose jobs they're paying $700 per job to keep, those people are going to pay far more than that in tax. They're going to have a massive impact on the economy there. And yet, we've got Obama, $500 per man, woman, and child across the United States just for this one EPA regulation. It's just absolutely amazing what they're doing. And as we've talked in this last hour, we talked to Philippe LaRouthe from the European journalist that is talking about the push in Europe to shut down what they call fake news or propaganda. And, of course, they're going to determine what is fake, what is propaganda. And they're saying, this is coming from the Russians. We've got to be careful. They're going to ruin our elections in Germany just like they did in America. No, there's no evidence of that. There's no evidence they were behind the hack at the DNC. And they don't talk about the specifics. But let's talk about all this red baiting, all this red scare stuff. We got an article here from the New York Times. A subdued Vladimir Putin calls for mutually beneficial ties with the U.S. They used to call that detente. They used to call that a good thing until we had Obama and Hillary say, we're going to have a Russian reset. And what they did was reset the Cold War. He said that he wanted to normalize and begin to develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis with the United States. And the New York Times says that Putin's comments largely reprise the message he gave Mr. Trump in a telephone call soon after the election when both men agreed that something needed to be done to improve, quote, the absolutely unsatisfactory state of bilateral relations that had been created by Obama and Hillary Clinton. Let's just put that footnote in there for the New York Times since they won't tell you that. They say, in a departure from his speeches in recent years, Mr. Putin avoided sarcastic or downright angry comments about the United States, but he also made it clear that Russia demanded to be treated with respect as a global power, not as a regional power that Mr. Obama described it in 2004, which infuriated Moscow. See, Even the rhetoric was inflammatory that they've done. Now, stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk to Lionel.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining us now is an Emmy Award-winning TV, as he puts it, news decoder and legal analyst, Lionel. He's a licensed trial lawyer and a former prosecutor. You can find him on LionelMedia.com as well as on Twitter at LionelMedia is his Twitter handle. And I see him clapping there on the monitor to the music and enjoying the music there. I want to talk to Lionel about what has happened after the election. Of course, we've got a lot of interesting things in the last hour. I don't know if you heard the broadcast, Lionel, but I was talking to the president of European Journalist Association. He's got 61 years of journalism there. He's very concerned about the global push against free speech. You know, we heard Donald Trump say yesterday that there's no global flag, no global currency, no global citizenship, but there is a global push back against freedom of the press. So I want to get your comments on that. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
Oh gosh, I haven't spoken with you since the miracle.
That's right.
For lack of a better word.
Because the U.S. changed.
I want to tell you something. The music on this show is tremendous. Gypsy Kings. My theme song for yours is Nina Morena. So this is from Mosaic. So tell your crew, you'll know why that particular song is my favorite. But look, you know, David, I don't even know where to start with this. And let's just, if I could, just start from something that makes me so thrilled. Donald Trump has acted as the potentiator to a form of psychosis and insanity that was always possible. But just like alcohol potentiates the effects of some drugs and heightens it, Donald Trump has made the world insane. Every aspect, and the mainstream media do not know what to do. Let me just stop for 1 second. What you and Alex and Paul and Leanne and Joe Biggs, I mean, what everybody did was so monumental. What Roger Stone did, what this, it's not even, you know, not that you're the guerrilla force behind it. You replaced the mainstream media. You're now mainstream. They're fringe. And they don't know what to do.
Oh, I think they do. They're trying to push back and say, you guys are fake, and we're going to define what is real and what isn't. I mean, it's amazing. They're going to spend $160 million over 2 years to have the State Department determine what is propaganda and what isn't. I mean, this is taking fake news to an amazing authoritarian level, the attack against the people, as you point out, who worked with Donald Trump, who educated the public about what globalism was about, and who are a part of this victory. They want to shut that down. They want to shut down that information.
Well, this is great. Now, first, I don't even know where to start. Fake news. Okay, when they didn't like one particular story that was being advanced, when I say they, I think we know who they are. They are either the ruling class or the whoever. They called it a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Okay, that wore thin because those things kept turning out to be true.
Yeah.
Those conspiracy theories never were fake conspiracy theories. They just said conspiracy theory without specifying false ones versus true ones. So they said, you know, we need something new, some Orwellian dystopian, you know, vocabulary, some argot. You know, what can we use? Ah, fake news. Rather base, but rather clear. Now, if you look at one of the things which I found, and I don't want to go into this, but just to give you an idea, when Pizzagate came up, and again, I don't want to go into that, but mm-hmm. I just want to give you an idea of how this, the BBC came up with a story that said, this is nonsense. Okay, so I guess they give it the F for fake news. This is fake. Now, I wanted to respond with yes, but you were the one who covered up pedophilia from Jimmy Savile. So
yeah.
I'm going to double back at you. So now you're fake. Okay, let's stop that. Let's use this one. Propaganda.
Yeah.
The Vatican, the Pope, Pope Gregory, whatever, from propaganda, you know, the propagation of the truth. Okay, fine. Propaganda means something that is not true, because if propaganda is the truth, we don't call it propaganda. We say, well, it's the truth. Okay, propaganda means kind of an unwarranted, unspecified, unvalidated form of hyper, support of a particular idea or theory, which is nice, but we just went through an entire election of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be crude, but the size of these appendages that they have are elephantine. Okay, now, so they don't know what to do. So then they turn around and they say, well, let's scrap that. Let's do this. Let's create a word, create a vector, and then jump on it. Whoever it is, raise your hand. Okay, Washington Post, start off. Trump is a racist. Nah, we can't do that. Why? Well, we've been using that. We've habituated people to that one. Somebody else, New York Times, HuffPost, how about white supremacist? Ooh, I like that. That's got some style to it. Anybody in particular? Steve Bannon. Oh, Bannon. And he's an anti-Semite.
Not Lionel, did you see what CNN did to Alex Jones, putting his face up on the screen and then putting underneath it, former KKK leader, and then underneath that lower two-thirds, put Alex Jones, InfoWars? I mean, they labeled him, literally labeled him on the screen as a former KKK leader.
Now, New York Times against Sullivan notwithstanding, and it will be tough. And I know Alex, my God, if this guy sued everybody, he would have a separate division of, he needs a law firm just to go after. But
you can go back into practice, yeah.
Oh, well, I still practice now, but that's okay. Yeah. I would need a factory to handle just the paperwork.
Yeah.
But do you understand the absolute, first of all, the genius of that, because Alex and Drudge and others, you know, just when people try to say, oh, these fringe platform people, they don't know what, they're conspiracy, they're crazy. You're exploding. So what happens is you're seeing this recalculated, and what's happening is simply this. What Bannon and others know is that when you are at war, and you know the old expression, if you can only tell you're over the target when you catch flak. But when your enemy is firing in the wrong direction and aiming at the wrong part, the wrong area, don't correct him. Let them use their ammo up. So if I were Bannon and Trump and everybody else and Kellyanne Conway and you name it, and Alex, let them keep these sorties, these fusillades up, because it's going to habituate people to it. It's going to waste their time while you proceed forward. And what this is there is a subdirectory of this, and that is the informational, the sense of what is reality. You know, in medical school, somebody said one time, a friend of mine who's a doctor said, the question they asked was, how do you know what you know? How do you know this?
So sounds my like, question, it sounds like Rumsfeld.
Yes, right. The knowns and unknowns, and the democracy's messy, and you go to war with the army you have, and oh, those buttes, we laughed at those, didn't
yeah.
we? You
yeah.
know, people dying. So what we're having right now is, David, only a man of your Rodney Nagian intellect can understand this. This is just incredible how complicated a plain old election was. That man hasn't even been sworn in. And what does he do? He has the carrier company stay. This is almost like a Logan Act violation. How does he even negotiate? He's a private citizen. Meanwhile, you've got Obama in these videos who, when Obama doesn't know what to do, two things happen. He stutters profusely, and as a stutterer, I myself can understand that. But also, he becomes very Southern. And he says, now what am I supposed to do? See? He becomes Jerry Clower all of a sudden. Now, what am I supposed to do? Who in the hell can go and tell Carrier or anybody else, I mean, who about it? Well, he did this, and the man doesn't even have any jurisdiction. So we go back to, you know, Media Central. What do, guys? Call it a sellout. A sellout? Yeah, that Trump made concessions. This private citizen made concessions. Okay, fine. Kept them here, saved 1,000 jobs, saved I don't know how much money in lost wages, unemployment. So somehow they're trying to spin that, and it took Ronald Reagan 8 weeks to pick, I think, the person in charge of the transition. There's been nobody who has worked this fast. He hasn't even taken a vacation.
Yeah, it's amazing, the energy that he has. And now he's doing tours again. That's the amazing thing. Yeah, they can't keep up with his energy, and they're not going to give him a honeymoon, that's for sure. I had Gerald Celente on yesterday. He said, look at all the glowing covers for Obama when he was president-elect, and then look at the immediate attacks on Donald Trump. It's absolutely amazing to look at the contrast between the two.
A couple of things here. If you're a big Godfather fan, when he was at Jean Georges here at Columbus Circle with Mitt Romney and Reince Priebus, you see old Mitten's face? That look of...
Yeah, that picture like, that's going around Twitter, yeah, the social media,
yeah,
that's really
like,
funny.
Like Salazzo and McCluskey when Michael came back from the men's room, you know, when that moment of, oh, no, oh,
that's
no,
right.
I'm
right.
going to get it in Louis' clam house here. So that was this amazing moment. Then we even watched today one of the best things. They have the elevator cam at Trump Tower.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Today, the naked cowboy showed up. And I've been tweeting that Trump picked him as the new Fed chairman. Let's see if it's a distraction. Look, it could happen. Now, how about this? How about Mad Dog Mattis?
Yeah, that's right. We got a new patent. That's an article that I think we've got up. But he does look like George Patton, doesn't he? And he's got some interesting quotes like George Patton. We're going to be right back and take a quick commercial break. We're talking to Lionel. Lionel Media is his Twitter handle. We'll be right back with Lionel. Thank you.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Lionel. You know, I was thinking during the break about the stories we've seen the last couple of days, how they're talking about social media being weaponized by the Russians in this election. And I was thinking, you know, really the way they're weaponizing social media, it's interesting, isn't it, how they accuse us of things, and it's the things that they're doing, projecting onto us. I mean, the people who are weaponizing social media, the people trying to shut down Breitbart. They're trying to organize a boycott of Breitbart by corporations. And so Breitbart pushed back. But, of course, what we've learned the last couple of days is this organization, Kellogg's, that has GMO corn, sugar, palm oil made by child labor. These people who've given $1 million to support Black Lives Matter, you know, Soros organizations like that, they're trying to censor Breitbart. And at the same time, we see the State Department now. We had this vote pass on Wednesday, $160 million over 2 years for the State Department to decide what is true and what isn't. You know, we try to fight that here at InfoWars by funding ourselves independently. We try to give you things that aren't made out of GMO corn, sugar, and palm oil. Things that aren't like Kellogg's sugar. We try to give you stuff that is healthy. And then there's this article. I'm sitting here looking at this article I talked about in the last hour briefly. The Parkinson's could start in the gut. This is a new study from the journal Cell that says that could overhaul medical research and the treatment of Parkinson's. They say scientists have found the first ever conclusive link between gut microbes and the development of Parkinson's-like movement disorders in mice. It suggests that probiotic or prebiotic therapies have the potential to alleviate the symptoms of the second most common neurodegenerative disease in the United States. So just think about that. Your right to know about your medical treatment, your right to know the truth about politics, to have an open discussion of these things. These people want to shut this stuff down. We fund our operation by giving you high-quality products that will help your health. And we want to try to keep that information free, both political and medical. So think about that and take a look at our products that help your gut. Things like Biome Defense, a probiotic. Of course, things like Living Defense and Liver Cleanse and all these different products that are focused on gut health. We've been telling you for a long time, as Dr. Group has, that's something you really need to focus on. It's a vital part of your nutrition. Just like you want to exercise, you want to have good nutrition, and you need to pay attention, though, to your gut health. And we have a whole slew of products at InfoWarsLife.com that focus on that. Biome Defense is a key one because it provides probiotics, but we also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It gives you the essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids your body needs. It has things like vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, folic acid, calcium, many other things. It's all there and an easy to take, great tasting. You get a full month supply in each one of these containers. You can find it at InfoWarsLife.com, a great way to make sure that you're proactive about your health. And then there are specific things that can directly address your gut health as well as your general nutrition level. That's the way we fund this operation. We appreciate your support, and that is what keeps us independent, so we aren't dependent on these multinational corporations that are now trying to shut down freedom of speech. Let's go back to Lionel. Lionel, we were just talking about the media pushback and trying to make it a bad thing that Donald Trump saved jobs and he's not even president.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
You know, you said something just now which made me think of something. What if I told you that you would one day be reading a story, David, in which there would be something in the United States called the Ministry of Truth?
Yeah.
Because what you just said, in a kind of a weird dystopian, you know, Orwellian, the Ministry of Truth.
Yes.
Now,
that's precisely what they're creating, isn't it, Lionel?
That's
precisely. Within the State Department and within the NDAA. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
We've seen that before, for indefinite detention by the military without trial.
And there doesn't seem to be any kind of alarm system in the part of a lot of Americans, any kind of antibodies to this that arise, where people say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You know, what Donald Trump, the first thing, you know, when Donald Trump came along, look, I'd be less than honest with you if I told you that I thought, oh, sure, I knew he'd make it. Yeah, right. Against the Republican machine, Donald Trump? Sure. But what the hell? First thing he did one time was, it got my attention, was he brought up, in essence, the president's provenance, the birth certificate, the birther issue, which, of course, mm-hmm. was brought to you by Hillary Clinton and Mark Penn.
They were the first ones to put it out there, yeah.
It was their memo. Wait a minute. And whether you want to go through that again, it doesn't matter. I thought, whoa, wow. this guy's daring. I like this. I don't care whether it's, he's actually saying something that veers from. And then he talked about vaccines. I thought, yeah. I love this. If we can get him to talk about aerosolized nanoparticulates and chemtrails and geoengineering, if we can maybe have him have a permanent subcommittee to reopen 9/11 and that con called the official story. Who believes this? I mean, seriously, I don't know anybody.
Hang on, we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break, because we have that clip. I don't know if you've seen it, Lionel, where he talked the day of 9/11. We'll be right back.
On the run, Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Evening last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. Just before we went to the break, we were talking about how they're pushing back against Donald Trump. They're pushing back against the media that they believe helped to get the truth out there about globalism. And so they're trying to shut us down. And as Lionel pointed out, it sounds a lot like the Ministry of Truth. That's what they're funding with $160 million. They want the State Department to identify and push back against propaganda. That is, quite frankly, folks, Orwellian by any definition of the word. And I think, Lionel, when we look at this, we also see them pushing back against what Donald Trump did with the carrier program. And I don't think people are making the connection that Barack Obama already gave carrier $5 million of federal taxpayer money as part of the green program to preserve a green agenda. It didn't keep their jobs here, though. So it's a very different thing. So here he is just talking to them and saying, hey, I think it's going to be in your best interest to stay here. I think the little bit of money that they got was from Indiana, and that money is going to stay there and be multiplied by carrier's contribution and by the money that is spent by the individuals there. It amounts to $700 per job per year. So those people are going to pay way more than that in taxes staying in Indiana with their jobs. But people are completely ignoring, as they criticize Donald Trump for this, saying, well, you know, we don't want to give people stimulus. He's not necessarily done that. He's just said, we're going to have a regulatory situation here that's going to be to the advantage of companies to do business here in America, to keep their factories here in America. But Obama created a failed program. He had subsidies to Solyndra, but he had a failed program. $2.3 billion they put in a 48C program, and that was some of the money that went to Carrier, and it had no effect to keep those jobs here.
But, you know, let's just stop for just a moment. Here is a guy who, and I can't believe I'm using this term because I hated this during the election, but the optics of this.
Yeah.
Optics. Here's an American who said, okay, I voted for you, Donald Trump. You said you were going to look out for me. And by the way, what he just said, David, about globalism, see, this is Alex Jones ease. This is the language of InfoWars. This is what you've been talking about. Because I've asked people before and they've told me, what the hell's wrong with globalism? I said, no, that's not. No, we're not talking about we are the world, and I'd like to teach the world. No, kumbaya. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a unipolar, basically a dissolution of jurisdiction, and a one massive new world. All right, fine.
But look at the way that he put it, Lionel. He talked about the sovereignty issues, and he said a global flag, a global currency, a global citizenship. That's what we always say, sovereignty. But the genius of Donald Trump is that he puts it in those terms that – everybody can understand. Hey, you're talking about the flag, the money, and the citizenship. And that's what we're talking about when we say sovereignty. But he unpacked it.
And did he, David, did he make an appointment to Bilderberg? I don't think I saw him.
That's
he
right.
might be the owner. Maybe he did. I don't know.
If I don't he think did, he's been there, yeah.
I would have loved to have heard that one and say, hey, that's what I say to you guys. But so here's what happened. So he came along and he said, I'm going to do things my way. Barack Obama was this nobody, nondescript little community organizer. Make him a state senator, fast track him to U.S. senator. And now he's like, just hand him the legislation. Hand it to him, whatever it is. He went to war, drones, this, globalism, war. I mean, just name it. And he just did it. And he said, I'm a good soldier, and he's moving on. Okay, he's just moving on. But created such a feeling in so many people like, isn't he a good-looking guy? Isn't he a nice man? No, he's not a nice man. So here comes Trump, and he says, I am a billionaire. You can't buy me. I'm going to pick Wilbur Ross. I'm going to pick people who actually are in their 70s. They've made everything you could possibly do. They want to leave a legacy. Yeah. And you're going to find something wrong with it. So anyway, so here's what I wish you would do next. Reopen that horrible 9/11 committee, which everybody knows is just a joke. I mean, what do we have to fear? I mean, just the truth. Just tell us what happened. And if ever there was anybody who would take on these issues, which mean so much to us. In fact, you were alluding to this before. This video that was propped up, thank God for YouTube, of basically Donald Trump evaluating the official story of 9/11. And applying his own particular knowledge of architecture and structural engineering and saying, you know, this story, as you say in the South, that dog don't hunt.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
But he came along, and while Hillary Clinton, who basically her campaign was this, it's mine. I'm entitled to it. Give me the damn presidency. I don't want to. I'm not going to go to Youngstown. I'm not going to do shots
She was entitled. It was a sense of entitlement. It was a sense of privilege. It was amazing. And, you know, Lionel, when we look at this, I've got a special report from Alex Jones on some critical information I'm going to cut to, and we'll come back to this. But they spent the longest time, the people who had the 9/11 commission said, we want these pages, these 28 pages about the Saudis to go out, and they couldn't get anything done. The people who ran the commission couldn't get it declassified until Donald Trump came out and started talking about it, say, hey, where are those pages? And then what happened? That not only went out, but then they got the bill passed for compensation for the victims that's been held up by 15 years. And now what do we see? We see Lindsey Graham and John McCain saying, Wait a minute. Trying to eviscerate that by putting in, they really didn't know anything that was happening. You know, the same type of excuse we saw Comey do for Hillary. I want to talk to you more about this 9/11 thing and where we could go with that. But first, we've got a critical report from Alex Jones. Let's go to that report right now.
I am asking listeners and viewers who are tuning into us, not just here in the United States, but all over the world, to please listen to me very, very carefully. I know we cover a lot of incredibly important information here, but what I'm about to hit is paramount. Now, some of this you would have heard before from me, but most of it is brand new. Now, it is not prophecy that we're being proven right, that worldwide, from communist China to the EU to the United States, globalist corporations and their operatives in government are openly calling for censoring the people of the planet that criticize globalism, unelected corporate rule. We are having devastating victories all over the planet, and they are scared. They admit in their own publications, and again, they're so arrogant, they think you're stupid. They think we're stupid. They think we don't even read these, where they admit planetary government dumbing us down, controlling us. The WikiLeaks say keep us desperate, keep us in the dark, keep us poor. I mean, we know, okay, guys? We know how evil you are. We understand your ideology. We understand you can't compete with Americanism. But we now know their attack plan 3 weeks after Trump's devastating victory, where he won with such a massive landslide that they were unable to steal it, folks. He probably won by 65% of the vote. I'm serious. I mean, that's what internal polls were showing, was him 15, 20 points ahead. She had crowds of 300. He had crowds of 30,000 on average. It's incredible. She stole 5 states. That's been confirmed. Millions of illegals voting. Millions of dead people. 20-something million dead people on the rolls. I mean, this is over the top. We got the Democratic operatives all caught admitting election fraud and how they were already doing it. And then Anderson Cooper gets up on CNN and says no evidence 3 times in a row. I mean, what a joke, buddy. People hate you. They wouldn't believe anything you told them. If you walked out at high noon and said the sun was frickin' yellow, they wouldn't believe it coming out of your little snot nose. So sick of you blue blood bastards. Excuse me. Now, we are looking at the enemy plan now. And I go back to Matt Drudge now over a year ago giving us the exclusive interview, just coming out of nowhere because he met with the Supreme Court justice and others. I'm not at liberty to give you all the details, but I made phone calls and confirmed it with other people. Not that meeting, but others like it, that everybody was told it's over in 2016. We're bringing in a dictatorship. We're getting rid of the Republican Party. You better give up. There's nothing you can do. We're getting rid of free speech. We're going to start arresting people we don't agree with. We're going to take the freaking guns. Your kids belong to the state. Most of this you saw in the news. But the intelligence agencies, who aren't perfect, they do the hanging, though. They sat there and said, it's all true. You're going to end freedom in Europe and the United States. The communist Chinese are going to oversee censorship of the web, which is now in the news. Drudge learned this a year ago. I learned it this a year ago, that they were going forward with it. The intelligence agencies leaked the hell out of the truth. Patriots like you, every race, color, and creed, spread the word. Absolutely, you know, foreign governments and others, from Iceland to Greece to Russia, are fighting the same globalists, so they joined us. But it wasn't propaganda, it wasn't lies, it was humanity organized independently as organic human intelligence resisting the technocracy of these inbred, out-of-control globalists. So history is happening. So now, 3 weeks and a couple days into the giant Trump victory, as he moves forward with Americanism, not globalism, a two-way fair street, not a win-lose system. They are now striking. As Dave and I reported earlier, the House has passed, it's going to the Senate, $170 million to open a new domestic press control Operation Mockingbird Part 2 system to, quote, identify fake news and have it banned. If you think Google's starting to ban us off Chrome and Breitbart's getting delisted and all this is happening off a few fake lists put out by anonymous groups that Google picked up, wait till the State Department issues one. Now, I've got a counter plan against it, but we knew it was coming. Now, if you add all this on top of each other, they've got Kellogg's coming out saying that they're going to pull their web sponsorship from anybody out there. Big frickin' deal. Now they're going to have a, quote, coalition. Good. List the hundreds of groups that we already know are funding radical jihadi groups and Black Lives Matter groups and other Ford Foundation destabilization groups. Show us the corporations that are already funding this. We already know them. They fund Mecha. They fund La Raza. They fund BLM. This has always been the plan to finally bring the country down. Not to empower these people, but to bring us down. So thank you for proving everything I've warned people about for decades. But I got it all from the Senator Frank Church Committee meetings of the 1970s, 76, 77, 78. I interviewed Anthony Frickin Sutton, the top congressional expert. This was a battle plan hatched in the 50s, okay? Because Henry Ford and others were so mad that I guess Hitler lost. Okay? I mean, folks, learn your damn history. Excuse me. So we're sitting here facing all of this right now, and America was about to be basically executed. It was about to be over, barring civil insurrection. And so balance was restored, okay? And we got a beachhead back in Washington, and they are flipping out, redoubling their race-baiting efforts, going completely crazy. So we didn't start this, but we have to get on the offense and boycott Kellogg's and boycott any of these globalist companies. Miller Brewing. I mean, folks, you go down the list of these. You can go to who funds Black Lives Matter, Mecha, La Raza, you name it. Kellogg's gave them $1 million. Soros has given them $500 million. Ford Foundation, $300 million. Go look it up. These are the dedicated groups sworn to bring fascism to America and to use race baiting and reverse colonialism to bring us down. Okay, and you have to understand, it's called liberation theology. None of this is my opinion. This is absolute historical fact. So you see Twitter, you see Facebook, you see Google, all banning people everywhere for no reason. People post American flags and American eagles on Twitter. It's being banned. That's on Infowars.com today. They are training you for the massive censorship and the control. So how do we counter this? Well, we have President Trump, even if the Senate's dumb enough to pass this, as soon as he gets in, kills the State Department with a whole new office, you know, hatching all these new bureaucracies and all these agents to come eat out our substance, a.k.a. the Declaration of Independence warned of. He needs to shut that down and hundreds of other little sub-agencies that, like cancers, are metastasizing. We need to boycott Kellogg's. And I'm calling for everybody. I want an official tweet. I'm putting it out. I'm going to really push to boycott all these companies. We're going to put a list together for next week of the companies to boycott. We're also going to issue our own list of fake news with HUMAT, and the people are going to overpower this grindle and rip its political arms out by the sockets. It's already happening. You want a war? Believe me, you got one, scum. Thank you for showing us just how authoritarian you are. Assange, after 40 days missing, has now finally resurfaced, thank God. He has been under house arrest. They weren't letting him talk to media. That's now coming out. He's got to be careful what he says. But I knew something was going on. And he says, listen, the new bombshell is Merkel and the EU super army to take over countries inside the euro if they try to leave peacefully, which never even voted to enter it. See? See? This is global corporate dictatorship through the EU, through the Asian Union, through the North American Union, through the Atlantic Treaty and the TPP that welds the three parts together. Epic history is happening right now. So all of that is unfolding. So, ladies and gentlemen, my main point is this. I heard David Knight talking about this calmly, doing a great job as a gentleman. I thought about myself talking about it gentlemanly the last few days. And I just thought to myself, why are you successful, Alex? Because you genuinely get people out of their trance because you're out of your trance and you're upset and angry about multinationals coming in to shut down your free speech. That's why I've been successful. That's why we've been able to take action. That's why we're changing the world. We have to get really pissed and not just think everything's okay now that Trump's in. We have to block these type of bizarre agencies that come out and decide that we're going to have state-run controlled media, which Obama talked about in these speeches he gave last week. Hell, Rolling Stone's calling for it. Pathetic, collapsing media wants to shut us down. This is a great honor. But if we don't resist it, they will end up shutting us down and then Katie barred the door. Now, in a moment, I'm going to play a clip from Democratic House member Emanuel Cleaver on, again, one of the establishment brainwashing channels, saying, listen, the Democrats are in total disarray. We're going to lose this party. It's dying. Yeah, you lost 13 Senate seats, a whole bunch of House seats, well, 30-something House seats, 900 legislative seats, the record number of gubernatorial seats. People can pull the numbers up for themselves. It's staggering. I'm going from memory, teleprompter free. But one of the biggest sweeps in history, Trump has the trifecta, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial, but a limited window. This is biblical what's happening. I'm going to play this clip of him in a moment and then go back to Lionel and back to David Knight here on the live transmission, and they can obviously debate this and discuss this, but you know, I'm going to be listening to get their take. But you have to understand, folks, that they knew they were dying. They know that all they've got is race baiting. Trump, with Americanism, wants to bring prosperity to everybody and bring us together. This is the antidote to globalism worldwide that uses racial strife and divide and conquer to control everybody. So here he is saying they're on their deathbed. They're imploding. And if the Republican establishment fights against Trump, it's going to be their political deathbed as well. We have to rout these people now forever and restore our republic, and we could save the planet. But we have to believe in it, we have to know how big the stakes are, and we have to realize that the enemy has never been weaker, but has also never been stronger, because now they're completely desperate and not as arrogant as they used to be. So here's the clip of the congressman telling the truth, desperately trying to get them to reorganize a strategy. They can't. They follow the race bait, divide and conquer, grand game, balkanization program that the British used all over the world in the British Empire, but in a modern 2.0 Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment. So if people want to understand the battle plan, get this information out to everybody. I've laid out all the names, all the terms, all the facts, who the enemies are. Here is the clip of them on their political deathbed, and then back to David Knight and, of course, Lionel, who's a constitutional lawyer, to break all of this down straight ahead. And then Paul Watson's coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for supporting this broadcast. Spread these links like your lives depend on it, because this is the absolute battle of Americanism versus globalism.
According to President Obama, the real reason Democrats lost the election, Fox News, apparently in an interview with Fox, with Rolling Stone, he says, I think part of it has to do with our ability, our failure to reach those voters effectively. Part of it is Fox News in every bar and restaurant in big chunks of the country.
You know, it's sad that the president doesn't want the people to know the truth. He said this 7 years ago when he said, just stop watching Fox News.
Yeah.
He does not want the people to know the truth, and quite honestly, even by its own admission, CNN has been telling half-truths, they've been giving distorted information, and that's what the president doesn't want. If there had been CNN stations in all of these places he claims to have seen, he would have been okay with it.
Yeah, amazing. What are your comments there, Lionel? You know, it's not the economy. It's not the identity politics that have failed. And I said at Election Day, I said, I hope that with the defeat of Hillary Clinton, identity politics becomes as out of fashion as her pantsuits. But it's not those two things. No, it's Fox News. And he doesn't even get specific about what he doesn't like about Fox News. He just attacks them as an entity. That seems to be the strategy.
See, that's the most stupid thing in the world that anybody could do. What I would have done had I suggested him, but I would have never mentioned Fox News. Never.
Yeah.
I would have said something like this. I would have said, one of the things that's so important about a republic, not a democracy, but a republic, is to appreciate sometimes change and novelty. And sometimes when people are used to a situation, used to a certain degree of living and peace and prosperity, sometimes they figure, you know what, let's just change things. I would have made the election seem almost like an anomaly, like a bunch of crazy kids deciding, oh, let's take a new route home tonight. Let's try a new kind of cologne. I would have minimized and trivialized the Trump experiment. I would have said, I would have placated Trump. I would have said, there, you know, it's wonderful. And one thing I'll tell you that I've learned, and Mr. Trump, we wish you the best. Because when you sit in this office, you're going to find out just there's an old expression, and there's a Sicilian phrase, dal dire al fare c'è di mezzo il mare. From saying into doing, there's the sea in between. And Mr. Trump, you are going to find yourself in the sea. I would have made it sound like, parenthetically, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I would have never, ever mentioned Fox. In fact, I would have said I laud people like David Knight and Alex Jones for their little attempts at news. Good for them. You know, I would have
been condescending. Exactly. Yeah.
Condescending. I would have made a change. Like, this is some weird experiment. Hey, look, you want to change some stuff? Go ahead. But I got to tell you something which is really, really important right now. And this is it. And I want everybody to do this. And I'm speaking just for me, not for you. Let us lose the idea of party. Lose the idea of party and who's in, who's on chairman. I don't give a damn about chairman. I'm a political atheist. I'm making a black belt in real politique. I am not into this stuff. Ask yourself very simply this. What is it that matters to you? Now, if somebody decides to come up with a plan that works with your particular worldview, terrific. It may not be Republican. It may not be Democrat. But Hillary Clinton, let's just go back. The reason why she lost is very simple. Number one, she was breathtakingly incoherent. Number two, she was gravely ill. In fact, the Washington Post today had a reference to the fact that the deep, dark recesses of the internet decided to promulgate these lies about her sickness. Where in the hell did that come from? Then she was probably, and I was asking people, one of the most vile and corrupt politicians and candidates. Because, you know, we always know, yeah, there's money involved. But I was trying to think who in our recent, relatively recent history compares to her. And I thought Warren Harding. Warren Harding is the only person I can think of in the 20s because say what you want about Nixon or Johnson, even with Bobby Baker. Yeah, money was a part of it, but it was ideology that motivated her. She was nothing but money. Then you had the Clinton Foundation, the CGI, Chai. You also have that, which, by the way, is not going away.
But and you know what? There was one other thing she didn't have, and that was a strategy or a plan. Everybody was saying Trump has got some really clear strategies and plans. I want to play for you really quickly here a clip from Representative Cleaver, and he admits Democrats don't have a strategy or a plan still. Let's play a quick clip and get your reaction to that.
Sure.
What would the cost have been? You mentioned the cost would have been too high. What would those costs have been?
Well, first of all, if we had elected new leaders to come in, just think they would have been elected yesterday, and they would have had hardly any time to do anything except move into a new office. At the present time, I've got to say, we have no strategy and we have no plan. But at least we have some proven leadership that can, take us into what's going to be a new era. But think about this. We cannot have as our plan to go to the floor for the next 2 years only to hit the ceiling. That's not a plan. That's not a strategy. And that would have been pretty much all we had would have had if we had changed leaders abruptly. I do think it is time for us to bring in younger people in leadership. In fact, if we don't, I think it will spell the demise of the Democratic caucus if we're not already permanently in a state of smallness.
We should bring in young blood, but just not now.
Not yet.
Hold on, change is coming.
Okay, now, as they're talking about that, of course, the context is, he's saying, we don't have a strategy or a plan, but we got proven leaders. And they're showing pictures of Nancy Pelosi because she just won re-election as the minority leader. She had 30% of the vote defect away from her. But here's a woman who has been, Speaker of the House and minority leader for how many decades? I don't know. She's been there forever. She's got no strategy or plan. I mean, how is that a proven leadership? You've got no strategy or plan. You've been there forever, Nancy Pelosi, and you still don't have a plan or a strategy.
The plan was very simple. They were anti-Trump. It's like anti-gravity. Yeah. They were anti-Trump. They talked about his hair, his stakes, his university, his bankruptcy, his family, the way he looks, his orange skin. And he said, great, you keep that up, and I'm going to forge ahead with a plan and with a strategy.
Politics of personal destruction. That's all they had. That and division. And, of course, he talked about that. He said, let's stop focusing on what divides us and talk about what unites us, being Americans to get our economy working. We're going to be with Lionel in the next section, and then we're going to have in the next hour Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.